Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Today, we praise God. To list all the reasons we should praise Him would take hours, days, weeks, or maybe our lifetime. One of the greatest things we should praise God for is His love.
It shall
the love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Oh, love of God, how rich and measureless and strong,
it shall forevermore endure
the saints and angels' song.
We can only see a little of the ocean as we stand on the rocky shore, but out there beyond the horizon, there's more. We can only see a little of God's loving, a few rich treasures from His mighty store. But out there beyond the horizon, there's more.
Could we with ink the ocean fill, or were the skies of parchment made? Were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
to write the love of God above
would drain the ocean dry.
Nothing the scroll contain the whole,
though stretched from sky to sky.
God, our precious Heavenly Father, we praise You. There is none like You. We praise You for who and what You are, Creator of all that is, Omnipotent, All-Knowing, Loving, Savior. We praise You for creating us in Your image, and due to our sin separating us from You, Your plan for our salvation sent Your only begotten Son to this earth as God-man in order to make the perfect sacrifice. Thank You for providing for us to be born again, Spirit-filled, enjoying the gifts and fruit of Your very Spirit. Thank You for your angels' work in and around our lives. We praise You for the blessing of music. Lord, may every song chosen for this hour be a blessing to the believers, a testimony to those not yet saved, and lift up praise to You. Thank you for the precious gift of these very moments in your presence. Amen.
For as high as the heavens above, How excellent is thy name, O Lord? How excellent is thy name?
You are listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry that includes several outreaches. This weekly radio broadcast reaches audiences across the United States. A detailed email with information and a link to the program is sent out each Sunday to those who request that service. Another significant part of our ministry is a very interactive website, calltoworship.us. We also provide a podcast of each program, as well as our Twitter feed and Facebook page. A new addition to the Call to Worship Ministries is Christian Oldies, the early days of contemporary Christian music from the Jesus music era through the early 80s are songs that still minister to hearts today. The music of Christian Oldies is available online at calltoworship.us. Simply click on Christian Oldies, or for music on the go, check out live365.com and choose Christian Oldies to listen. We really appreciate your encouraging letters, your generosity, and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Thank you for joining us for this time of worship and praise today. May our God speak clearly to you, giving you His peace about the uncertainty in the days, weeks, months, and the new year ahead as we continue to worship and praise Him.
Praise you, for you are worthy to be praised.
Why do you praise God? What do you praise Him for? As you start listing off reasons that you praise God, it could likely be a very long list, maybe limited only by how much time you have. I've made a short list of some of the most outstanding reasons that we will look at as if they could be our top 10 reasons to praise God. Number one, of course, we praise God because He is God. There's none like Him. Exodus 9, "For I will at this time send all my plagues, says the Lord, upon thine heart, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth." In 2 Samuel, "Wherefore, thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears." Psalm 86, "Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone." Number two, we praise God because of His love. He loves us now and has since before creation. Ephesians chapter 1. "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace He has poured out on us who belong to His dear Son. We praise God, number three, because of creation. Described in chapters 1 and 2 of Genesis, the sun, moon, stars, land, mountains, plains, rivers, lakes, oceans, plants for food, and beauty. Think about the last time you witnessed a sunset or sunrise. Some of them are so majestic that they just stick in our minds. Creating us in His image, male and female, creating the institution of marriage, the beauty and wisdom of the process of procreation. Most of us are blessed with the five senses. Can you imagine life without sight, sound, touch, smell, and taste? Number four, we praise God for family. Almost all of us have family in our lives. Praise God for them and the part that they play in making us the person we are today. Number five, we praise God for friends. Praise God for those friends in your life, some that stick closer than a brother. They've helped to enlighten you and to sharpen your understanding of circumstances and biblical truths. They've also been used by God to comfort and encourage you. Number six, we praise God for salvation by grace. He knew that we would disobey. We would sin by nature and by choices, actions. We praise Him for His perfect plan and for providing the perfect sacrifice in the form of His only Son. Number seven, praise God for the confidence that we have of an everlasting relationship with Him from the time we were born again, throughout this lifetime, and for the rest of eternity in His presence in heaven. Praise Him for the things that we know about heaven. He will wipe away all tears and bless us with an incredible new body, no more pain and no more death. And we will know even as we are known there in heaven. Number eight, praise God for the gift of His Spirit. Gifts of the Spirit we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We are sealed by His Spirit, and His Spirit provides us wisdom, helps us to pray as we ought, and the fruit of the Spirit, described in Galatians chapter 5, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And number 9, we praise Him for music. Never ceases to amaze me how that songs have played such a major part in my life. Christian music that has blessed me, given me joy, edified me, built me up in the faith, and even secular songs that bring me happiness as they remind me of special times in my life or events. And finally, we praise Him for number 10, angels. As God's Word speaks of angels and the role they have played in biblical times, other folks that I know have told me of experiences involving them, angels, and I know for a fact that His angels have had a presence around me more than once. These have been my top 10 reasons to praise God. What are yours? I invite you to make a list of the things you praise God for. Meditate on that and praise Him. And finally, Psalm 100. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, You reign forever.
We wait up.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, both spoken and in song, as we've focused on the many, many reasons we have to praise God, listing things we praise Him for. It's my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And listening friend, if you're curious about God, how it might be to have a relationship with Him, He is personally calling you today. Believe Jesus, and you will be saved from the penalty of your sin. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Pray this simple prayer with me right now. Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. Please forgive my sins and come into my life as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Friend, if you prayed this prayer and meant it, Jesus Christ promised to come into your heart, forgive your sins, and give you a new life. Please let us know if you've made a decision today. By mail, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely right there. And you'll find many tools to help you grow spiritually and where you will find more information about our ministries. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again from Psalm 100, acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His wonderful name.
There are moments in this life when it's hard to carry on. When I think about my father and all the loved ones that are gone. Friends and close relations somewhere on the other side. They've passed into forever, but the love will never die. Sometimes this tired world starts bringing my heart down, but you've got to bear the cross if you want to wear the crown. I often get impatient as Father Time keeps dragging on. I've waded through the darkness, now I'm ready for the dawn. I'm ready for the dawn. I wanna see heaven where the faithful carry on. I wanna see heaven, oh Lord. I wanna see heaven.
That my crazy mind can reach is to set my heart on heaven and to live the things I preach. So I'm living every moment as if each one was my last. When my treasure where my heart is, and forget about the past. And if Jesus comes tomorrow, I'll be ready to depart. As he leads me to my mansion, I'll be following my heart.